I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, Guatemala's Volcán de Fuego, or Volcano of Fire, erupted violently. Lava, thick smoke, and ash plunged into the surrounding regions, including Guatemala City, and thousands of people were evacuated. So far, 69 confirmed dead. AMG International serves in Guatemala, and AMG's Bill Passens shares.
We're using some of our centers that are further away to receive food and clothing and other things that can be donated so that we can help transport those into the more effective areas.
Please pray for wisdom as AMG provides aid in Jesus' name. In Bangladesh, an FMI partner named Pastor Paul was accused by a crowd of bribing people to convert to Christianity. That was until one woman gave her testimony. FMI's Bruce Allen.
She said, "I invited Pastor Paul to come. I know there are people who want to know the truth about God. I want them to experience the forgiveness that I have found in Jesus Christ."
The woman's testimony proved people were genuinely believing in Christ. Please pray for the gospel's work in Bangladesh and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Before they had scripture in their language, the Siwu people of Ghana felt uncomfortable praying at church events. Josh Heidelman of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says they didn't know God knew their language. But then the day came that they heard scripture in Siwu, and the barrier in the relationship with God was removed. Wycliffe USA is sharing their story to show what it means to feast on scripture.
They are devouring these scriptures, knowing that their lives will be changed and their communities will be changed because of it.
For the full story, head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.